You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
A Woody, Tim, Emily, and Kevin. What are the two best words in sports? Come on, shout them out. Let me hear it.
Stanley Cup.
No.
Game 7.
Everyone
Game
knows.
Seven.
It's Isola's hosting. Can you believe it? All right, we're going to talk Bucks, Nets. We'll talk Kemba on the move. And what about that mess in Dallas? Tim, I'm looking right at you. Let's go.
Am I mess?
I even wore all black. They told me to wear black for the inspiration of the show. Johnny Cash.
Inspiring.
Tony, like.
Do better, people. Let's go. All right, we're going to get to that Game 7 you guys want so badly. That'll be on Saturday night in Brooklyn. The Nets looking a lot more beatable last night in Milwaukee, and the Bucks and Giannis going back to what worked all year. Points in the paint. With their backs to the wall, the Bucks went wire to wire. All right, so let's go. Tim, who looks more ready for Game 7 through six games of this series?
Frank, I want to say first, I think you're doing a great job. Second, I want to say that I understand that the home team has won every game in this series, but I'm not going to let that dissuade me. The Milwaukee Bucks are in charge of this series now. We learned that last night. Chris Middleton carried them, not Giannis. Giannis was good.
Yep.
Middleton was great. Middleton was 11 for 16 with five threes. That's like shooting 85% on two-pointers. That's Chris Paul country. And so they have two stars going, and the Nets just look out of gas. I don't know if Kevin Durant has another. He's the best player left in the playoffs. I don't know that he has another night like Game 5 left in him. I'm leaning Milwaukee all the way.
All right, Emily, what about you? Let's go. Impress me, please.
Should be more ready is the Bucks, right? They've got three healthy stars, and the Nets basically have one and a half. James Harden has just been relegated to step back threes. He's very one-dimensional. And yet, I still like the Nets in this. You're so excited about Chris Middleton, Tim, and that's awesome. But, like, he was fantastic. But get at me when he does that on the road. He's been very good at home in the postseason, not as great on the road. So I like the Nets here because they're the more complete team to me. And we're talking about a Game 7 here. Can we not forget that they are 2-for-8, the
right.
Bucks, one of the worst teams all time in Game 7. Meanwhile, the Nets have one of the best Game 7 players in history. Kevin Durant, 33 points per game in Game 7.
All right, Kevin, the home team has won every game. What about Game 7?
That's correct. You are right. You look great in off black, by the way.
All right. I'm easy. I got a little self-esteem. I'm easy when it comes to stuff like that. Let's go.
Well, Emily's talking about the more complete team being the Nets, but I think that they are the more hobbled team.
Yep.
And that's what we're talking about in these NBA playoffs. It's like who's the healthiest at the end. And I think they're trending in the right direction. The most impressive stat to me coming out of the game last night is the fact that it was 0 for 0. Three-point attempts by Giannis.
That's
he
what I'm
learned
looking for.
He learned the rule that he should have all along, and that is to overpower people, jump over people, dunk on people. Don't just shoot over people.
All right, let me do the right thing here before I go to Woody Page. Come on. As a senior member of this crew, I ain't messing around. All right, let's go, Woody. What do you got? Now try to get those points to go the other direction.
I'm going to follow your original question. Who's more ready for this seventh game? I'm going to say the Nets. They're not going to have a situation where Durant, when he's on the floor, is minus 25. That's not going to happen to the best player in the playoffs. Number two, they were taken out of the game, he and Harden, with 5 minutes to go. They're going to be better rested than I think the Bucks will be. And because they get that extra day and the 5 minutes, plus Harden is getting, I think, instead of being so tired and so sick, that he's going to actually come back and play better in this game. He promised it after the game last night, and I believe in him that he's going to make some shots and probably have 14 or 15 assists. Durant's not going to, have problems as he did with, they had 11 turnovers together. I don't think that's going to happen again. So I think the Nets going back home, getting help from the bench, getting help from their coach, that they won't go through that again.
All right, I'm going to give someone 10 points. Giannis has been in one Game 7. What did he shoot from the free throw line? Let's go. Yell it out. Let's go.
50.
100%. 50.
Oh.
42%.
Well, I mean, what did he shoot? Woody's right. Oh, man, I hate to say that. He was 7 for 7 against the Celtics. How about that? Tim, you want it back in. What do you got?
Yeah, I just think Harden is more likely to be the problem than the solution. He's going to score some points, but he can't move. He's not a great defender when he's 100%, but he's part of the reason Middleton and these guys are getting so open, and he's going to hurt him at that end because he's going to try to play 40 minutes, and he just can't.
By the way, Mike Vaccaro, the New York Post, is calling it the biggest game in Brooklyn since Game 7 of the 1956 World Series, Dodgers-Yankees. Yankees won the game 9-0. Woody, I remember you picking Brooklyn to win that, so sorry about that. I got to take those points away. All right, two more Game 6s tonight. What this show's former host refers to as a ball night. Two teams with their season on the line needing to win on the road. The Sixers in Atlanta first. Here's some advice for Philly. Maybe don't get up 18 too early. All right, enough blame to go around for almost everyone. But thankfully, Philly, as everyone knows, is a more upbeat city than that. Kevin, what team do you trust more tonight down in Atlanta?
I'm going to trust the team that just came back from 26 down, the team that seems to have energy and momentum, the team that is not getting tired in the fourth quarter, the team that is not choking in the fourth quarter. So that's got to be the Atlanta Hawks. And I love what Trey is doing on the road in particular. Five games of 30 points or more, 32 points he's averaging over that stretch. So I'm going to lean towards the Hawks.
All right, Emily, tell me, first of all, how Ben Simmons is going to do at the line tonight, and then tell me who's going to win this game.
He's going to be 100 on the line. He's going to be fantastic. But I think the issue is that I don't trust Joel Embiid. Rather, I don't trust the usage of Joel Embiid. The issue is he comes out so strong, and he is gassed in the fourth quarter. 0 for 12 in the second half of game four. And in game five, he had his hands on his legs. He was, like, taking shots in the distance, not driving to the net. And the issue is that typically they can rely on Tobias Harris in these clutch situations, but he hasn't been good in the second half either. So I also trust the Hawks. They're the teams that can score in bunches. They're the teams with all the momentum, and they're tipping in the right direction.
Emily, let me ask you this. So you're saying you don't trust Embiid. You do realize that he's hurt. So you're just saying you don't trust him in a big situation, or you're worried about his injury that he's suffering right now?
Correct. I don't trust the load management for him right now in the way that they are overusing him in the first and the way he's gassed in the second.
All right, Tim, what about you? You know all about being close to being eliminated. What about Philadelphia tonight?
He's a little hurt, but he's also putting up big numbers. I still don't trust in the Atlanta Hawks. Maybe I'm late to the party here. I do trust in Doc Rivers, and I know he failed in the second round last year in a different city when he had a superior team. Surely that's not going to happen again. But, you know, there's a reason they were 26 points ahead in that game. They're a better team. Just don't fall apart. Just keep playing, and don't let Trae Young shoot 19 free throws.
Kevin, what did you say about me looking really good? What was that? I missed it the first time. Something about my
You're looking sharp and off black.
Yeah, I love that. Oh, I love that. Woody, what do you got for me?
Not that sharp.
Thanks, Tim. I don't trust you, Frank. I'll start with that. But there are other people I don't trust. I don't trust Doc Rivers. Doc Rivers has been more involved in the last 2 years in more blown games than any coach that I know in history. And so I don't trust him. I don't trust Harris. And Rivers get into it rather than actually trying to help each other. I don't trust Philadelphia at all. If I were in charge of that team, I would rest Embiid a lot early on so that he wouldn't be sick and tired at the end of the game. And two, I would rest Simmons throughout the fourth quarter, not play him. I trust the Atlanta Hawks. At home, bench is going to help. Young is going to go off on 39 or 40 points.
Kevin, you want something else?
Well, you know what? Woody's on to something with Ben Simmons. I mean, Ben Simmons didn't take a shot in the fourth quarter. So if you're not going to be an offensive threat, except to your own team when they foul you to catch up in the game and you're missing free throws, then, yeah, you might be better off on the bench than on the court.
All right, everybody, really quickly, let's start with you. Woody, give me a pick for tonight.
Hot Atlanta.
Tim?
Philly. We're going to 7.
Emily?
Atlanta.
All right, Kevin?
ATL.
Yeah, I like it. All right, then it's on to the Jazz back in L.A., where the Clippers, they couldn't win in the first round, but they haven't lost yet against Utah. For better or worse, this is Paul George's team now. Woody, how will tonight's game be won?
It will be won by Paul George. People said, well, he can't do it again. Sure, he's at home. He's in a comfortable situation. He knows that he has to be in control of the game. I like the fact that he will be backed again by Mr. June, Reggie Jackson. I believe that I don't think I have felt more confident about a victory than the Clippers winning tonight. They got to erase what's gone on in series last year. I think it's good. Utah gave it their best shot, sort of, and they couldn't win at home, so it's over for them.
Good job on the Mr. June for Reggie Jackson. Tim, what do you got?
Well, I like the Clippers, but Woody is making me rethink everything here with his confidence in L.A. I'll say this. Paul George likes – he doesn't like Leonard being gone, but he likes playing without him. He likes being the lead guy. This enhances his game. Now, they're not a better team because they don't have Kawhi Leonard, but they're not hurt the way – Utah has been by not having Conley, and I know they're trying to push him in and get him into this game. He won't be 100%. I just don't think Utah has that rhythm that they had during the season, and the Clippers can take advantage.
And Emily, think about it, what it would do for Paul George, what we thought about him last year when they got knocked out, and if he can get a win tonight with Kawhi Leonard, what do you got for tonight?
Yeah, I think what the Clippers have showed is they already know how to get past their injuries, but the Jazz are still dealing through it. Donovan Mitchell, he's playing hurt, and it's very clear that he can't do all the things that he typically did. Even if Mike Conley plays tonight, we don't know if he's 100%. And without him, they're so reliant on Rudy Gobert on defense. And look, I have no issues with the way Rudy's playing, but when he's on the bench, they are outscored by 37 points in 68 minutes. So unless Mike Conley comes out there and is, like, incredible, I like the Clippers.
All right, Kevin, I know how you feel about me. How do you feel about the Jazz and the Clippers tonight?
Not as good for Utah as I feel about you. A little better about the Clippers, but who knows? Maybe Connolly will be the Willis Reed off the, you know, who comes into the arena tonight and suits up and gives some energy to his team. Maybe Donovan can fight through the discomfort that he has right now and has a big scoring game. I do not necessarily think that this series is over, but it's going to be really difficult, obviously, for the Jazz to get over the injury distance.
Woody, you want to get in really quick, really quick. What do you got?
In order for Utah to have a chance to win, Derek Favors has to stay out of the game. He's minus 37 when he's on the
good
floor.
Stats.
Do us all a favor, Derek. Do not play.
Well, I don't know about that. All right, we got Kevin, who's a professor at the best journalism school in the country, University of Maryland. Why are you guys looking at me so strange? If Aaron Rodgers can host Jeopardy, I can host Around the Horn.
Whatever.
They told me, what the host always does, walk around, mumbling. Fire cell next. Walk around, mumble to myself. I'm walking.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Welcome back to Around the Horn, brought to you by Chase. Coming to you from the Seaport District at Pier 17.
Believe it or not, I'm still here. Buy or sell one, the worst-kept secret in the NBA. Celtics traded Kemba Walker earlier today, along with the number 16 pick this year, to the Thunder for Al Horford and Moses Brown. Brad Stevens getting to work early in the GM office. What is this, Woody, and what does it do for the Celtics in the Brad Stevens year?
I can't believe that your legacy is going to be your first deal was to get rid of Kemba Walker for Al Horford, who the team got rid of years ago because he couldn't play, and you're going to bring him back and pay him $55 million, and that I went out and got Moses Brown instead of Moses Malone because Moses Brown's best game was against the Celtics, and he scored 21 points. Really? This is what you want to be remembered for?
Tim, they're getting off a lot of money on Kemba Walker. Also, let's remember, too, Al Horford, leadership. Maybe they need that in that locker room. What do you got?
Brad Stevens' first move isn't to get rid of Kemba Walker. It's to get rid of Kemba Walker's contract.
Bang.
And get out of the luxury tax and get an a contract that will expire much much quicker than Kemba's was. That's all that's about. It's not about talent on the floor.
Emily, how much do you think Danny Ainge played a role in this? He's still there. You think Brad Stevens is making this move without Danny Ainge knowing about it?
Yeah, Brad Stevens made this move because he coached Kemba Walker and he knew he wasn't available. That's not great. But this, to me, is him telling Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum, this is your team, guys, and I'm saving $9 million in salary to help get you a third star who's going to be available for us on the court.
All right, Kevin, be kind to Brad Stevens. What do you got?
Well, I mean, this is his first step to being an executive member of the Hall of Fame, Basketball Hall of Fame.
But man,
you know what?
Look, fired here, man.
Kemba only played, he missed 45 games with the Celtics. I mean, he really wasn't a big part of it. You're saving money. And guess what, Woody? That guy, Moses Brown, he's 7'2". Not only did he score 21, he also pulled down 20-plus rebounds. A 2020 guy, 7'2", 21 years old.
All right, let's
roll with it.
One game.
All right.
One game.
Let's go. All right, now there's a situation in Dallas, the Dallas Morning News, calling it a dumpster fire. I think that was Tim's headline. First, it was a report Monday from The Athletic's Tim Cato that Bob Bulgaris, who works in the Mavs front office, was a shadow GM and the most influential voice in the front office. Then Mark Cuban responded, of course, in a very Mark Cuban way. We've all been there, right, Tim? On Wednesday, GM Donnie Nelson mutually agreed to part ways with the team after 23 years. And then yesterday, Rick Carlisle resigned after 13 years. And today, via Mark Stein, the Mavs are hiring Dirk Nowitzki as a special advisor. They're bringing the big man back to help hire a new head coach. All right, Tim, this is your account. What the heck is going on in Dallas? And don't blame Jerry Jones. What do you got?
So far, the only thing the owner has done right is bring Dirk into the picture as cover, although I don't know if it's a great move for Dirk. He was better just being a fan on the side. Cuban's never had to do any of this. The whole organization, from Don to Donnie to Dirk to Nash, was here when he got here. He's had to make one move, replace Avery with Rick Carlisle 13 years ago. Now he needs a GM. He needs a head coach. Dumpster fire is not an inappropriate term for this.
Real quickly, Tim, I'm not telling you to look inside Luka's head, but look inside Luka Doncic's head. What do you think he's feeling right now about this total mess in Dallas?
I don't think he feels great, but all I think the thing that's going to keep him here is winning.
Yeah.
So I don't think it's more about a friend of Luka's. It's somebody get me to the second and third round.
All right, Woody, I go to you for dumpster fires. What do you think about what's going on in Dallas?
The Mavericks were just a moment or two away from still be playing in the NBA playoffs. And look what's happened in just a short period of time. And you better do whatever you can to protect your star. As someone who worked on this show with Mark Cuban, I believe he's the most overrated owner in all of sports. Because as Tim pointed out, all the mistakes he's made while he's on that team, that's a problem.
All right, Kevin, you once worked in Dallas. You lived there. What do you think about what's going on with the Dallas Mavericks?
Well, 60 years plus of NBA coaching and management experience just walked out that door. That's hard to replace. And it reminds me of when Frank Zaccanelli was a short-time GM there, and he traded Jason Kidd away from the other two Jays, and he told the media, this isn't brain surgery. Well, you know what? It's not real easy either. So Mark Cuban's going to have to make this up quickly.
I want. That's what I want. All right, Emily, you once had a dog named Dallas. What do you think about what's going on with the Mavericks right now? What a mess.
That's just not true. You can't be the host to make up lies. Look, this is a lot of dysfunction, but what is the NBA? The
You're
NBA
honest.
Is a superstar league. Dallas has a superstar. The superstar reportedly didn't get around with a coach. The coach, guess what? He hadn't won a playoff series in 20 years. Maybe a new voice isn't the worst thing in the world.
All right.
10 years.
Okay,
still a long time.
Oh, Woody Page and Tim. Tim, you look hot. You all right? Something's going on.
It's summer in Dallas.
Woody, good seeing you. Great outfit today. Tim, get on the golf course. Emily, Kevin, two stars. Plus, I like them, so that's why they're here. That's what it really comes down to.
Nice to be like them.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
Throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.